presentations, speeches, and dialogues had been prepared. Our small informant, whose name was Maggie Bates, together with Minnie Lawler and several other little girls, had conceived the idea that it would be a fine thing to decorate the schoolroom with greens. For this, it was necessary to ask the help of the boys. Boys were scarce at Enderley School, but the Dickies, three in number, had promised to see that the thing was done.
"And now they won't," sobbed Maggie. "Matt Dickey is mad at Miss Davis, 'cause she stood him on the floor today for not learning his lesson. And he says he won't do a thing, nor let any of the other boys help us. Matt just makes all the boys do as he says. I feel dreadful bad, and so does Minnie."
"Well, I wouldn't cry any more about it," said Frank consolingly. "Crying won't do any good, you know. Can you tell us where to find the wood lane that cuts across to Blackburn Hill?" Maggie could, and gave us minute directions. So having thanked her, we left her to pursue her disconsolate way, and betook ourselves homeward. "I would like to spoil Matt Dickey's little game," said Frank. "He is evidently trying to run things at Enderley Road School, and revenge himself on the teacher. Let us put a spoke in his wheel, and do Maggie a good turn as well."
"Agreed, but how?"
Frank had a plan ready to hand, and when we reached home, we took his sisters, Carrie and Mabel,